last Sunday, the ones of you that weren't here, let me tell you what we did. Somebody sowed $100, which we're going to call 100 seeds, into this church, and said, we feel like God wants us to sow this into this church. Somebody who doesn't come here and said, we feel like God wants to give $100 as seed to Burning Bush. And so we took it. We said, Lord, what do you want us to do with this? I mean, $100, you know, what do you want us to do with it? And it may sound like a lot until you start trying to think of how you're going to apply it in a church setting, you know? So God said, bring it before the church and tell the church that somebody did that. When we did that, somebody was touched while we were talking and came up and said, I want to give $100 more to go along with that seed. And then within a few minutes, two more people came up and said, I want to give another $100 toward that. I mean, two people said that. And so we ended up with $400, and we're going to call them 400 seeds. And we kept saying, Lord, what do you want us to do with this? How do you want us to plant this? Because when you plant a seed, more comes up, right? So he said, that's what he told us to think of it, like a seed. He said, I want you to plant it because more is going to come up. And we're like, okay, Lord, where do we plant it? You know, we'll plant it wherever you tell us. Do you want to plant it in some ministry? Do you want us to plant it, give it to somebody who's needy? What do you want us to do? You want us to buy food and give away hot dogs or something? I mean, what do you want us to do, God? And we prayed for about 2 months. And the leadership team, we were feeling like God was saying, it's time to do something with that. We're going, okay, Lord, but what? And he's like, talk about it, leadership. And when we did, what we came up with was, you know what we felt like? I think it's in Matthew 25, it talks about how that God gave to people, well, he talks about a man, gave to people talents, which is a certain sum of money, and said, I'm leaving. Here's my money, and do something with it, okay? Because when I come back, then I'm going to ask you what you did with it. And we shared that story last week. And what we did was God told us, what we felt like God said was take that $400 and divide it and give it out to everybody that was here. So everybody last week that was here got money from God, okay? And we gave out envelopes, and it had different amounts of money. So everybody got different amounts, and we wrote it. Everybody came and wrote down how much they got. And then some people were touched, and I think $228 came right back in through two or three people and already got put into the talent, we're calling it the talent bowl, okay? You've heard of Super Bowl, that's talent bowl. And so anyway, already out of that 400, two or three of the people, now realize there was at least 40 different envelopes, maybe 41 envelopes that were given out. They all had money, and it was that $400 plus that was given out, okay? And we just said, whatever God tells you to do with it, it's God's money. What would God have you to do? Maybe he'd have you give it to somebody. Maybe he'd have you sow it into something. And God's been doing stuff with different people. And so does anybody have anything they want to say of what God did with you this week? I know, brother, because you were the very first one I was thinking. Come on. And this brother, I'm going to let him tell the story, but every day he was calling me about the bust. And so I told him, brother, you're not going to remember everything by the end of the week, so I want you to start writing stuff down so you can share it with us, because I want you to share it with us on Sunday. All right?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, last week Pastor Harvey passed out an envelope. And when that envelope touched my hand, God told me immediately what to do with it. Because I always say, God, if this is what you want me to do, this ministry is what you wanted me to do, then I'm going to sow it into the ministry that you have put upon me. And let me explain what the ministry is. When I get up in the morning, I go on the bus. I pass out tracts. I give out cards I have for the church. And basically, God has me there to listen. And it's so awesome because There's so many people out there that's hurting. And each day, God gives me a scripture. Upon that, I said he wanted me to plant it into the ministry he gave me. He gave me Mark 16:15 for that day. And what you say, because you always wonder, what does God want us to do? What are we supposed to be doing? And Mark 16:15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So that's what he is supposed to, that's what he wants us to be doing. So Monday I got up. I prayed what the Lord wanted me to do. So I plant the money into the ministry that he gave me. So I started telling people about what I was doing, you know, about the church. And I had $7 that was in my envelope. And I was telling them if they needed it to eat or anything like that, then they was more than welcome to have it, because that's what God would want them to have. So they were so touched. By the time I got off the bus, people was giving me donations. And that $7 turned into $20. So I got to work, and I did the same thing. I told everybody the same thing. And I was really excited now, because that $20 turned into $30. So I called Pastor Harvey. I was so excited. Pastor Harvey said, well, pray, ask God what you want to do with it. So God told me, say, hey, go buy some cookies, walk around and tell everybody thank you. So by the time I walked around and told everybody thank you, that $30 turned into $45. So Tuesday, I was excited.
that was all Monday.
This was just Monday. I still got a few more days to go. So Tuesday, I got up. I'm excited, you know. And I said, God, what you want me to do today? He said, nothing. And I was like, huh? He says, nothing. And he always gave me a verse. And the verse that he gave me for nothing was Isaiah 40:31. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So I went to work, and I did just what he said. I kept going. I kept working and working, and I did nothing. So while I was working there, this young lady that worked on the other side of the department, God said that, he told me to do nothing, but I was going to get $5 that day. That was all that was going to happen. I was going to get $5. So while I was sitting there working on the table, it was like after about 9:30 break, I was sitting there. This lady from the other side walked up to me and left a bag on my table, and it was $4 worth of change in that bag. And I'm like, wow. You know, that's awesome. So God said, still not do nothing. So just as I was getting ready to punch out, this guy come running up to me, said, hey, I got something for you. He gave me $1. And it was exactly the $5 that God said that I would have. So Tuesday, that took it up to 52. Now I'm getting really excited now. So I'm getting really excited. So Wednesday comes. God says this is a day for prayer. And he gave me Acts 6:4. He always gave me a verse. And Acts 6:4 says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So I prayed and I prayed. And it was so awesome, because this guy that rides on the bus, his name is Steve. And he come running into me. He was full of joy. And he's like, I got something to show you. I'm so excited. I was like, well, what do you want to show me? He said, look at my phone. He said, I got a Bible app on my phone. He said, because I see you reading all the time in the morning. And when we get to work, he said, I want a Bible app too, so that I can read. And, you know, and that was touching. That is so touching. And because I taught him Philippians 4:13. Because I have him doing it like, I told him to have him point to himself, I, and then he can do all things through Christ with, and he'll go like this, strengthens me. And it's so, it was just so awesome. So and while I was walking away, some other guy walked up to me and gave me $2. And Brother Rick, God also showed me this even in prayer with Wednesday, because I write down people's prayers every day, and I want to show, just give you an example while I'm riding, when I ride the bus and at work, I just honestly write people's names down. And God showed me that I was getting like 13 or 14 a day. And he was telling me that's like 260 people that I pray for a month. That's 3,120 people that I pray for a year. And that's just being out there just listening, because that's what people want. It's not the many words you say, because if you put out your many words, how can they hear? How can you hear what they need? Okay. So Thursday, I'm up to Thursday. I'm almost got done doing the week. So Thursday, I got up. God gave me Psalms 118:24. This just made me cry. And which it said, "This is the day which the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in Him." So I got on the bus, and I just started just laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. So a lot of us get off at the same stop, and it was this young lady named Pam. It was her birthday. They work across the street. So I sung happy birthday to her. I was like, "Happy birthday to you. Jesus loves you also." You know, and she was so touched, and she went her way. So I went into work, and God says, "Go into the paint room and start singing." And when I went into that paint room and started singing, everybody stopped painting and they joined in and they started singing and giving each other high five. And because I was singing, "This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made." And they just start clapping, and everybody was so excited. And it brought tears to my eyes, because that's the first time in that plant that I ever seen worship going on like that. And I walked back to my station, and this guy was hurting, and I did the same thing. And a couple of people was down there working. They joined in, and we had worship in the open floor. And so when I got off work, I got on the bus, and we got to the mall. And I was sitting in the back, and somebody had a headache. So I walked over and prayed for their headache. And you're talking about the Spirit of God that was on that bus. I couldn't even walk to the front of the bus. I didn't even know people. They was calling me over to them. I walked in there, and somebody was like, "Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here." And I sat down, and they just start pouring their heart out and pouring their heart out and pouring their heart out. And I just said, "Jesus loves you." And I kept trying to, because I was sitting in the front. I tried to get to the front, and somebody else saying, "Well, come here, come here, come here, come here." So I sat there, and I listened, you know. And that blew me away, because I never saw anything like that. And so I got off, and I waited for the Silver Line. And as soon as I sat on the Silver Line, somebody said, "Come here, come here. Where's your church at?" So I tried to show them where the church at, the top of the building, where the church at was Thursday. So Friday came, and he told me to meditate. But he didn't give me a scripture, because he knew somebody would send me a scripture. I didn't know that. He knew that, because I was like, "Meditate." So Jen texted, she sent me this scripture just after I read for breaks. And it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And so I was like, wow. And the person that I sung happy birthday to before I got to work, I forgot to put through this part at the beginning, ran up to me and gave me $10 for the church, because she was so touched. And so that $7 turned into $63.84. And it was so awesome. And this one I wanted to share because somebody gave me this and said that God told them to give it to me because I listened to him and I would know what to do with it. And what I want to do with it is give it to God. I don't know how much in it. I didn't open it. But that's what I want to do is give it to God. So we'll all open it and see what. And God is good. But, okay, we'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 more dollars. Woo! So God is real. There's people out there that's hurting. And you wonder, what can you do? What about the neighbor that you don't even like, that you won't even talk to? Maybe that you can minister to him. They hurting. Because I know when I was in that boat, I just wanted somebody to listen. Because I know Pastor Glenn, and I chewed up, I made their ear kind of whole for quite a long time because they used to listen to me. But I just wanted to share that with you this morning.